Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
Daily living. Stay tuned. We have an exciting program, and we'll be right back after the music.
But the rhythm plants the seeds of freedom. So we overcome with the rhythm. The drum beat.
Drum, calling our people to self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty. Good evening, family, and welcome to Dare to Win, the Us Lifting Us weekly radio program that airs every Thursday evening from 9 to 10 p.m. Dare to Win, as you know, is the place where we have a sobering conversation about the economic plight of Black people and the imperative that we build the global economic machinery that will free us. We at Us Lifting Us have developed an exact methodology on how to build this machinery and pass it forward to our children and future generations. To join the conversation this evening, call 929-477-2789. Press the number 1 on your phone if you want to make a question or if you want to make a comment or ask a question. If you are listening by computer, go to www.usliftingus.com, click on the Ulu Radio tab, then click on Listen Live. My name is Brother Kimbizi. I serve on the board of directors of Us Lifting Us. And joining us tonight, we have Brother Thurman Smith, another board member, and he's here to talk to us and share with us from the topic, Are We Making the Higher Choices in Our Daily Living? Brother Thurman, welcome. You want to say good evening to our listening audience this evening?
Yes, greetings, family, and it's always so good to be in the company of our beautiful melanated people. It always lifts me up.
Well, we're glad and excited to have you on the broadcast this evening, Brother Thurman. These are really interesting times, to say the least. We're in the midst of a pandemic. We as a people are grieving the tragic murder of our brother, George Floyd. Many of us watched the homegoing celebration of his life today, and were uplifted by that service and the outpouring of love and the sense of making life have more meaning than the people who snuffed it out. We as African people know that life does not stop with the cessation of the heartbeat or the stopping of the physical body, and so we are confident that our brother is in a better place. But still, the manner of his demise is disturbing, and so we find ourselves tonight looking and probing a very important question, because clearly there are forces aggressing against us, and so we must be very sober and very intentional about how we live. And so, Brother Thurman, you have presented us with this topic: are we making the higher choices in our daily living? And I just want to say, as we jump into this conversation tonight, for me, Brother Floyd's life is certainly a wake-up call to say life is precious, and let's by all means make the higher choices. So to get us into the conversation tonight, Brother Thurman, what would you have us to understand, again, give us some insight on the words higher choice?
Yes. Thank you, Brother Kambizi, for the question. And to answer that question about the words higher choices, we I'll just go right ahead. To give some insight and some definition with that with the word starting with the word higher. Can be defined in many ways, but among them is greater than normal. And to give an example of greater than normal, the baobab tree in Africa lives 2,000 or 3,000 years or more, and that's greater, much greater than normal. Higher, the word higher, also reference important, and group financial freedom is the higher choice that Us Lifting Us knows is of great importance. Higher refers to morally superior. Living and speaking the divine way is morally superior compared to the simple choice of fussing and cussing. A higher choice should be an upgrade in whatever endeavor we are participating in. And the word choice involves decision making, and we have the choice to accept domination. Not a good choice, but we have that choice. The higher choice to the domination would be to pursue freedom by whatever means. In language, a simple choice can be to talk slang and foulness, whereas the higher choice would leave out the slang and the foulness and instead speak love and liberation language. And so to the question, are we making the higher choices in our daily living? The answer is no, not based on my opinion. I'm basing it on the evidence, because if the masses of our people were responding properly to the war that's being waged on us, and I'm sad to say that some of us actually don't even realize that there's a serious war being waged on us. It's not new. It's been going on since the invaders first came. If the masses of our people were responding properly to the war being waged on us, we would have gathered all the spiritual, mental, physical, and material ammunition needed to unify, protect, and free our people worldwide. And when we in mass reawaken and live by the higher choices, we will we will be increasingly winning our freedom once again. Our liberation now more than ever requires our participation. The simple choices have huge numbers of our people participating in self-defeating, self-hating, and confused behaviors such as cussing, chilling, wheels, heels, fake hair, smoking, and smoking anything, including marijuana, destructive food, being unfit, oppressive health care, and confused spirituality. All of this and more aids our oppression. I said it aids our oppression, and we cannot afford to accept anything that aids our oppression. The higher choices and the oppressive choices don't mix, just as wellness and eating ham don't mix. This conversation is largely about us having clarity in our life rather than confusion. And I would go back to where I mentioned spiritual, mental, physical, and material ammunition. There's a lot more than we would get into tonight related to that, but we've got to make sure that it's all focused on the higher choices, and that in terms of the spiritual, it's something that we must be to get the benefits of it. We must be practicing it all the time, not once a week or for a couple of hours once a week, but all the time, because there's so many. It's just like the word was mentioned, ammunition. The greatest weapon that we need to be making use of is connected with the spiritual power or the energy that we have within us that we can connect to the universe and to the earth and to the energies that's all around us. And mental, so this conversation about higher choices, it's a mind thing. But the more that we can seek higher knowledge that moves us to have higher choices, the more that we will rise into our rightful place. And it's physical, because if we're not physically well, the same as spiritually and mentally well, that suppresses our awakening and what we would accomplish. And whatever other material ammunition that we can find, and there's just lots of things that could include nutrition, could include crystals and stones and various exercises and mind exercises that we can do. And we got to be serious about this. And I'm reminded that our ancestor, master teacher, John Henry Clark, he talked about fakers and fools. Fakers are the people like the ones that control the world's power and that got the biggest amount of money on the planet. And the fools would tend to be the ones that trust them and are loyal to them and are at their mercy and totally dependent on them. And we've got to free our spirit mind first, and then, you know, bring the body along with it to have make higher choices of how we can get free of their domination and make sure that they're not fooling us and deceiving us. Before I go any further, Brother Kimbizi, is there anything you'd like to contribute to the conversation, or any callers or anything?
Brother Thurman, I'm checking it. At this point, we don't have any callers, so I would just remind our listeners that you can join the conversation. Dial 929-477-2789 and press the number 1 on your phone. That will raise your hand in studio, and we'll see you, and we'll open your phone line where you can ask your question or make a comment. Brother Thurman, I think you are helping us to understand, first of all, that we do have a choice. Part of the power that resides within each person is the ability to choose. So whatever reality that we're experiencing, whatever is going on in our world, if we are not comfortable with it, if we think there has to be something better, then we have power to make different choices. And if I hear you correctly, you're saying we need to make the higher choice, the superior choice, the morally better choice.
Yes.
And in so doing, we begin to move into the higher spiritual realms of our being, and we have more power, and we can change the reality to one of our own choosing and making. So you certainly have given us much to think about. Why don't we take a quick music break, Brother Thurman, and then when we come back on the other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. So family, we're going to take a 2-minute music break, and on the other side of the break, we'll continue the conversation with Brother Thurman around the question, are we making the higher choices in our daily listening, in our daily living? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
They were flying down a path with no end.
That is Collide by Tiana Nine and Earth Gang. Haunting melody and a very similar theme to the times in which we're living. My name is Brother Kimbezi, and I'm the host tonight for our Dare to Win broadcast. And joining us is Brother Thurman Smith, another board member of Us Lifting Us. And we're having a conversation around the question of, are we making the higher choices in our daily living? Just before we went to music break, Brother Thurman, you were sharing that an understanding of the higher and how important it is for us to reach for the higher aspects of our being by diet, by how we speak, how we behave, and the benefits that we derive when we make those higher choices. So let's continue that conversation. Brother Thurman, what's the next point that you want to share with our listening audience tonight?
Yeah. Well, I feel that it's appropriate that just to give you an example, in Africa, it was in ancient times and it still exists. It's just that many of us haven't been exposed to it, but there's conversation called African deep thought. But that's just in another higher dimension of conversation. And we need to have those kind of conversations because we need to get into the higher dimensions as part of our liberation, spiritual liberation as well as physical. So just to give you an example of things that we need to know that's kind of amusing to most folks to even ponder such a thing. But I remember in the 70s coming across a book, you know, it was about a African village that was very known throughout the region for having healers and seers and things like that. But anyway, what I want to get to that's in that higher thoughts is that a message was made by a young man in the village, you know, when he had really left the village and kind of got confused. And then when he settled down and came back to himself, he said that when African people practice their spirituality and their culture, if they needed it to rain, they could get it to rain. But he said that when they abandoned their culture and their spirituality, if they needed it to rain, it wouldn't rain. And he actually had in his journey away from home to other villages, came across a village that their crops were dying and the people were not going to have food to eat. And he helped them that day to get it to rain. But that's just an example that there's higher dimensions of ourselves within us and we don't know it. And so right now, that simple choice in comparison to the higher choice that I just spoke about would be that you've got planes flying around in the air putting chemicals to get it to rain or to disrupt the weather and things like that. And we've got to know the difference between that higher choice and these simple and even toxic choices. And
Brother Thurman,
and then,
good point.
Yes.
Before we go on, we do have a couple of callers on the line. I'd like to get them to come on and make a comment or ask a question. Caller,
yes,
with the last four digits, 3282, last four digits, 3282, your line is open. Would you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Nana, calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to Nana.
Thank
you
all. Thank you, doing well. Thank you so much for the platform and the conversation. I wanted to bring it back to, I was listening to your reference of the moral self, and I had a question. First, I want to share a quote by Kwame Ture. He said, "You don't get liberated through morality, you get liberated through power." And I was wondering if maybe somebody could talk about the moral self, as you were discussing earlier, versus the power self. And I'll leave the power self to be defined by callers or anyone. And I just wanted to give thanks for that, for the opportunity to share the comment and question.
Well, thank you, Sister Donna. Brother Thurman, did you hear the question? You want to respond to the sister?
Yeah,
where are you calling from, by the way? You said you're calling from, where did you call him from? Richmond?
Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Brother Thurman.
Yes. That's a very good question. That's some deep thought right there. I would say that the two of them need to be combined because with one without the other, we're not maximizing on our liberation. We could call ourselves being our moral self, which there are folks that do, and they have no power. But then what comes to my mind is that if we say we have amassed power and we don't have a moral self, then we could be misdirected as to what we do with the power, because the power that's in more than one form, there's power that's just related to having, for example, money that can purchase militaries and armies and weapons, and you're dominating that power by way of those things I just mentioned. But then there is power, not just that, but power that's related to, you could say, energetic or spiritual power. And the spiritual and energetic power can be misused. There are folks that are in touch with some power, and they can use it to transform some things. And they are those that use it unrighteously. And so when it comes to that moral, morality being in there along with the power, if it's connected with righteous spirituality and following the way, such as the way of Mayat, then it keeps a harmony where what you're doing is done righteously rather than unrighteously. So I have an example that's talking about us tapping into our energy, our energetic self for healing and various other things. But the people that are aware of using the energies within to heal and to diagnose people's illnesses and things like that, they have the power to use it unrighteously. But the ones that have that power along with a righteous morality wouldn't do it unrighteously. I hope that answered your question.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Thurman. We have another caller, the last four digits, 5921. Caller, last four digits, 5921. Would you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Abdul Halim Nix from Chester, Pennsylvania.
Greetings, Brother Halu.
Greetings.
Abdul, good to hear you tonight.
Okay. It's a nice topic once again. I just had a question about making a higher choice. Like most of the people need that motivation again, and I think the question came up, like if a person is not religious or don't believe in God, like what would motivate them to even make the higher choice, basically?
Hmm.
And I remember that movie Do the Right Thing was real famous. And someone said the title itself is what really kicked off that movie, because that's such a powerful statement, do the right thing. And that motivation is kind of lost, basically. I don't know how to describe it. Like, and the next thing I was going to say about motivation was that sixth sense, or those senses that we not in tune with. Like if we feel like we in tune with them senses, we may be able to tie that into some motivation to do the right thing. So I'm not sure how all that comes together.
Thank you, Brother Abdul.
Yes.
A powerful question. Brother Thurman,
Yes. Thank you, brother, for the question. And I would say to the question, we need our people unified and moving forward. And in the process of us reawakening, there's people going to come from all sorts of ways of thinking. And when it comes to those that may not believe in a God force or some energetic or spiritual force, I think that that's not something that would hold us back, because in the process of dealing with this subject of higher choices and higher realms of things, it would expose those that think that there are no higher powers, and that, so for example, from a healing perspective, there are those that think that the only way that you can be healed is through some pharmacy medicine at the doctor and surgery or things along that line. But that's not true, and that's not the original form that our people use, but it was through energetic ways. But there are people that can be exposed to what they don't know by being in each other's presence. They can change their mindset, and they can move on up to some higher choices. And I hope that was a simplified way of answering your question.
Brother Thurman, we have one more caller. Caller, last four digits, 1111. Your line is open, caller. 1111. I don't know. We've got some static on that call, Brother Thurman. We'll just cut that off and we'll go back to the to our conversation, Brother Abdul. So thank you for your question. So Brother Thurman, you want to pick up and continue on what you were saying about economic independence and control over our dollars as being a higher choice for us to make as well.
Absolutely. Without that in the economic world, how do we survive? How do we amass the essential ingredients that's necessary for us to have unity and wherever we are on this planet? And so when there's an economic society that centered around that subject of dollars, for example, if we have none, or if we continue as large numbers of our people do, is massively enrich, and I said massively enrich others with the precious dollars that we have, then we're just being very foolish, and Us Lifting Us has the model that will guide us into pooling our resources and controlling the flow of our black dollars, because that's in the higher choice realm. In the simple choice, we'll go out and spend millions and billions of dollars with others who still brutalize us, treat us cruelly, and even take our lives. And we'll still spend, I mean, it's demonstrated, we have still continued to enrich them. And at the same time, we're dependent on their cruel system to provide for us, you know, such as the stimulus checks and things like that. Whereas we have the higher choice to pool our resources intellectually and financially and our knowledge bases to really become independent people that are not dependent upon them for the stimulus checks or whatever. So it's just like today or tonight, supposedly in Las Vegas, the casinos are opening back up for the first time, or maybe it was last night. But in any case, yeah, I think it was last night. In any case, there was record turnout. So I reflected on, I said, well, who turns out? Who turned out? And in my mind, a large number of those people, if not most, have substantial money that they can go to Las Vegas and party, gamble, whatever. They're not dependent on the stimulus check. And so we must achieve the economic power. But as I said earlier, we've got to do it righteously, and Us Lifting Us has a model, a cooperative model, which is our original ancient economic model of pooling resources together with each other and assuring that all of us are going to eat, and that and then the need for us to have businesses, including farms and farmers markets, that we can supply our goods to our people.
You know, Brother Thurman, I'm reminded, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that when we make the higher choices in our living in terms of our morality, that then opens us up to be more unified as a people, to work collectively. The sister that called earlier and asked the question about morality versus power, and you were saying it's really, rather than either or, it's both and it becomes very clear now that as we are more unified and we make the choices with our dollars to pool our resources and to give ourselves the money to open up cooperative businesses, that's how we begin to build a power base that protects us on the physical plane. Is that kind of the idea that you wanted us to get, Brother Thurman?
Yes, yes, yes. I agree.
And it's interesting that it's because we do not have the economic resources that so many other things make us vulnerable, lacking those economic resources. And what us lifting us is advocating and working towards is pooling that money, that $1.3 trillion that's flowing through black hands on an annual basis, pooling a portion of that money to begin opening cooperative businesses. And that's important, we say, because that gives us that begins to move the means of production from the hands of those who are working against us into our own hands. We can employ ourselves. As you said, Brother Thurman, we can provide the food, clothing, shelter, and other necessities of life. It really puts us on a path of self-determination and sovereignty in a way that just political power alone does not. What else would you have us understand about that, Brother Thurman?
I agree with what you said, and you said political power wouldn't do it alone. And among the things that I think is missing in the minds of lots of our people when I even speak about that higher choice, it's got to be a well-rounded, because, see, the earth and what makes life on earth, just this use the term ecosystem, there's some order involved in the ecosystem functioning in its best. And if the ecosystem, if something is taken out of the ecosystem, it throws something else off. And if the ecosystem of our thinking, our living, every deficiency that we have in our thinking contributes and makes it a more difficult for us to have to maximize on our success. And so that means that among the many things is we've got to have the economics, but we've got to be well. We've got to grow our own food. We've got to exercise. We've got to know about healing ourselves. We've got to know calmness. And if those kind of things we don't know, we're subject to the occupation or the disastrous result of not doing it based on the higher choice. And so cannabis is on the scene, we are being left out or locked out, you know, because of the tremendous amount of money that it takes. But at the same time, what worries me about the subject of cannabis is that if tomorrow all over the planet, all over this country, we could just go out and buy as much as you want to, there's a whole bunch of us that think, hey, that's right on, I'm going to get mine, and they'd be smoking it up. But for what reason? To hallucinate, to just be tripping, and then to be chilling and nothing's accomplished except smoking it up? No. Actually, the higher form, the higher choice when it comes to cannabis, and we've just got to face these higher choices when it comes to cannabis, the higher use of it would be to put it in food and or in a tea, fresh and raw, but not at all to be smoked. And if our people, and I hope not, get into mass smoking of cannabis, it's going to be part of our oppression and might be part of our destruction. That's just what I have to say. And I mentioned of a few things, calmness. When we are our higher self, including our spiritual self, and we are balanced in terms of our mind, our body, our nutrition, and all of those things, that calmness brings out more of our spiritual self. It brings out more of our moral self. But when we are uncalm, then we are real, real busy with kind of foul and violent conversations and foul and violent attitudes, because we're not in control of ourselves. Our spiritual mind is not firing on all cylinders. And just to give you, there's a a book called The Four Agreements, and one of the agreements says, learn how not to be emotional about things. And you could word it some other kind of way, but it's still about calmness. Calmness can make a difference in you surviving potentially dangerous situations. And when we don't have that, we're just inviting confrontations, disaster, could be death, and it just makes a big difference. So under calmness, I wrote in there about an experience where a brother was out and he was in some woods, and actually there was a snake underneath some leaves that he wasn't going to step on it. It wasn't in the path that he was following. But the snake decided that I want to let you know I'm here. And the snake wiggled his tail, and it wasn't a rattlesnake. It was a black snake. So the brothers looked at it and knew what that was about, and really thanked the snake for saying, you didn't have to do that. And then the brother went on. But a few minutes later, the brother went in a dark building, like a barn, but dark, no electricity on. And he stepped in the door, shut the door, and as soon as the door shut, he felt something fall on his head and down his chest. I don't know if it was the same snake, but it was one just as long. And then the snake, but because of that calmness, the brother immediately, when it fell on his head, just assessed, what could that be? And he said it was a snake, and he felt it go down his chest and then onto the floor, and it disappeared. But a whole lot of people, if a million sisters and brothers was listening around the world, they would kind of panic, like, what? Instead of just being calm. And I hope that makes some sense, what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that. The more things that we tap into on the in that higher realm. And so we walk around the planet and in the house with shoes on. But in that higher realm, there's benefits that we get from going outside and connected with the earth and grounding ourselves. And even though you have to be careful about where you're walking and parasites and things like that, but there's more. And maybe when we come back, we'll
take a quick break.
Take a quick break,
and we come back on the other side of the break and continue the conversation. Family, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride. Oh, it's love. Oh, it's love. They say I'm ripping the way you got my whole life. I'm losing it. Just can't seem to keep my grip.
That's Jill Scott, as we know, talking about his love. And I think, Brother Thurman, as you are admonishing us and in telling us that we need to make the higher choices in our daily living, we're really talking about functioning in a level of love. Just yeah. before we went to break, you were reminding us of to be calm as a state of being that enables us to make better choices and to just handle the different affairs of life as they come to us, so we don't get thrown off our path, so to speak. In the time that we have remaining, as we're thinking about, are we making the higher choices in our daily living? How does all of that tie into the economic work that Us Lifting Us is doing, Brother Thurman? Because I think that's an important higher choice. It's really for us the difference between liberation or remaining in forms of enslavement. So let's pull this together and share with our listeners how the Us Lifting Us economic model is one of the higher choices that we must make.
Yes, Us Lifting Us absolutely is definitely one of the higher choices that we must make. And Us Lifting Us has on the web page that's being redone currently, but there's a slide presentation, and one of the slides talks about and shows a picture of what you could call a dam. And it actually got the word damn, which means decisive action with money, if I worded that correctly. But it emphasizes that there's lots of money that we give up to others. And Us Lifting Us intends to help us and guide us to dam up this massive amount of money that we give up to others to enrich others that don't love us. And just as an example, the hair care and said to be beauty industry generates about 20 billion. But how much of that 20 billion is going to us? Whatever that might be is insignificant, I believe. But the question is, why would we even tolerate such a thing? That's why it's so important for us to raise up this mindset about higher choices, because if we have a mindset that's loyal and loving and loyal to the survival and the prospering of our people and for us to be free again, we couldn't tolerate that. $20 billion on hair care. For what? We are beautiful without that. And so just on the subject of hair, Anthony Browder wrote a book some years ago called From the Browder File. And he had a three-page message called The Politics of Hair. And it talked about how when we were confused and we wanted to be like white people, you know, we processed our hair. But then came a time when James Brown was talking about, you know, getting it processed out of your hair. He had a song about that, as well as Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. And the sisters and brothers got mobilized because they wanted to embrace their heritage, which they proceeded to do that. And in the process, they realized that I want to be my natural self. And so here it was, mass numbers of sisters and brothers were doing the natural. And so based on the statistics of studying that period that I was talking about in the 60s and 70s, when the word was that when we respected ourselves and our culture, we were respected more by the oppressors. And this is just what happened energetically, you might say, not somebody's opinion. And so we were on the upswing in terms of our embracing our culture, our heritage, and pride in ourselves, and loved our skin, our hair, instead of hating it. And So what happened? The oppressive system put some money out there to produce black exploitation movies. Among them was Superfly. And the brothers that had beautiful naturals along with the sisters, the brothers went from the naturals to having a perm, a permanent. Some of them even had rollers in their hair. And they put on high heel shoes and a pocketbook or a handbag on their side. And when that happened, pride and culture, including hair, when there was the pride and the hair, you know, took a backseat again, the harassment or the oppression stepped up. And so we got to learn from that message that we've got to be serious about being in love with our heritage. And the more that we learn about it, the more that we would do that. That's why it's so important to have these African-centered schools, because if you look at the African-centered schools, which is about that higher choice, we've got children that are in there that are flourishing with high self-esteem, and so much so that some of them are coming out of school at 12 and 13, 14 years old, going to college, so much so that there are the top European universities that are recruiting these African children at an early age to come to their school. And then compare that to the non-African schools that have this Europeanization process, they don't have that same level of high self-esteem because they're not being culturally as well as academically trained. And in the African-centered schools, the graduation rates are high. In the Europeanized schools, the graduation rates are lower and the dropout rates are huge, epidemic. And so getting back to us lifting us in terms of us coming together as a people and realizing and taking a good look at Us Lifting Us, and you can go to www.usliftingus.com, and you're welcome to reach out to us by email at info@usliftingus.com, and ask questions, take a good look, ask questions, join the Thursday night call, and you can even call us. We pool our resources and build businesses and institutions where we're going to employ our people. And among the things that we must build is that educational institutions where we can teach our people properly about who we are. Teach them not about just saying love yourself, but teach us about our genetic makeup and this chemical called melanin, M-E-L-A-N-I-N, that's in our skin, but not just there. It's in our inner organs. And the children need to know about that. They need to know that there's melanin in the inner ear that has something to do with why we can play music so well and sing it so well and dance it so well. And others can't do it unless they just copy us, but we just do it naturally. And so Us Lifting Us, as we pool the resources and build these businesses and institutions, it's going to bring just joy to our community that we can employ our people, including those that's been in the prison institutions, that we are not going to hold something against them because a brother or a sister that had been institutionalized, and now they're out, and now more than ever they need us to support them and give them the chance to regroup and do like Malcolm. Malcolm regrouped, and the person he came out on the other side, on that higher side, was a totally different brother.
You're right about
that. He had
that.
A real.
And
what
I'm glad
you
mentioned that. I said you're right about Brother Malcolm, and I was saying, I was glad that you mentioned about the African-centered schools. One of the things that Us Lifting Us, well, let me put it this way. With the surplus, with the profits that come from the Ulu-operated businesses, we do three things. One, we employ ourselves. Two, we use some of the monies to support the institutions that are important in our community. So health centers, African-centered schools. And then the third thing that we do is a portion of that those profits come back to the owner members as a dividend. All of this happens when we are making these higher choices, and one of the higher choices we make is to own and operate our own businesses. This idea of launching cooperative businesses is truly revolutionary. People do not understand how significant it is to own a cooperative business. In other words, rather than it being individual-centered and privately owned, a co-op is collectively owned. It's family-centered. It's group-owned. So the cooperative businesses that Us Lifting Us is opening are, in fact, owned by the community, and the community benefits from the revenues that these businesses generate. This is how we empower ourselves. This is how we begin to be self-determining, because we don't have to beg people for the things that we need in our community. And this is one of the things Baba Hekima always stresses. I agree with him wholeheartedly, Brother Thurman, is that when we are operating these large-scale enterprises, it gives our children a sense of pride, a sense of being able to look and see what their parents have built for them, and then get ready to take it over and run it themselves. So this is vitally important work, and we couldn't be alive at a more exciting time than to be doing this kind of work. It's almost as though events have been orchestrated to bring us to a place where we now are poised to launch these cooperative businesses and guide the world into a sane and sustainable future. So, and it all begins, as you have helped us to appreciate tonight, Brother Thurman, it begins with us individually making these higher choices in our daily living. Do we want to be self-determining and sovereign, or are we content and complacent to live in a way that leaves our men and women vulnerable to be murdered by the police and vigilantes? But when we're powerful and when we're strong and when we have our own institutions, we can eliminate that kind of negative activity around ourselves. And it all, as you said, Brother Thurman, it begins with us making these higher choices in living. Brother Thurman, we have just about 2 or 3 minutes. Any closing thoughts that you want to share with the family?
Yes, I would say that we have the power collectively to put us well on the path to freedom. And the more that we pool our intellectual and financial resources, the more that we will realize how powerful we are and the more we accomplish. And even when it comes to, as you said, the people that are complacent to stay where they are, because it takes some courage and some determination to be free, because there are those on plantations that when they could leave, they couldn't. They say, "Where am I going to go?" And they were complacent. But we can help as we build the businesses and institutions through the cooperative model. We can help provide the places that we can have them, invite them to, welcome them to, that will show them another side of life that they don't know. We've always got the opportunity and the necessity to show the people what they don't know about whatever, about food, about wellness, about the power that we have within us. So we need to be together, unified, and sharing higher knowledge. And it's there waiting for us to get it. And we've got to be, as I said earlier, calm. And we've got to spend time being silent. Because the ancient Africans said the higher side of sanity requires being quiet more. Thank you, family. Enjoy the call.
Thank you, family, again. And you can become a member of Us Lifting Us. It's a $50 annual membership fee. And as Brother Thurman said, just go to usliftingus.com, our website, to take a look around, see what we're all about. And if it resonates with your spirit and it makes sense to you, click the join tab and become a member of the Us Lifting Us growing family. Family, we love you. Stay safe. Be well. We'll be back next Thursday, 9 to 10 o'clock p.m., for another edition of Dare to Win. Brother Thurman, we thank you for sharing with us tonight. We thank those who were on the call with us and those who called and made a comment or asked a question. Family, stay safe, be well, and we'll see everybody next week. Peace now.